This is AJ Fredrickson sitting down alongside head coach of the SCSU women's hockey team, Eric Rude. Coach, you guys were out in New York, actually, Colgate University last weekend. You lost two games, 0-3, 0-5, against a very talented team. What are some of your takeaways from this past weekend?
Well, you know what? Overall, it was a good trip. I mean, obviously, you want to try to get a win, but, you know, it's a talented team, a very veteran team. I think they had six seniors and six juniors in the lineup, and they played that way. They hit the ground running, and they were in midseason form and with a lot of talent and depth. You know, we didn't have quite enough to match that, and we were playing you know, everyone again, we got a lot of people in the lineup, so that was good early in the season. We want to continue to do that and kind of give everyone a chance before we lock into our regular season WCHA schedule.
I know a couple of the games that you've had so far this year, you've seen your team have a little bit of a slow start. Was that the same case this past weekend, or did you come out bumping and then it was just overwhelmed by the talent of Colgate?
Well, I think we certainly came out better. We played better the first 10 minutes both nights than we had when we were at home. So that's a good thing, good sign that, you know, we were ready to go in some ways. And the game just kind of, you know, just kind of went along, and we just didn't get anything going offensively. It's hard to get any traction when you're not getting chances. And they just seem to have the puck a lot. The good thing is we learned a lot. We were able to get a lot of good video and find some things that maybe we needed to tweak with our systems and find some things that we just need to sharpen up on.
So pleased with the start. You got to be pleased with the goaltending too. Janine Alder getting the start in game one. Emma Polesny in game two, both 35 and 33 saves respectively. What's it like having that type of depth at goaltender?
Well, it's good. You know, I think both goalies gave us a chance to win this weekend, and that was nice. That's not always the case, you know, when you go into a weekend like that and when you lose two games, you know, sometimes you can point and say, well, maybe if we had a little better goaltending here and there, and that wasn't the case. I thought both of them jumped in there and did a lot of good things. And once again, early in the season, you know, I think they have a lot of things that they can build off of positively and then tweak a couple of the things that they need to keep working on, and good weekend for both of them.
Moving into this coming weekend, you guys are facing off against the Minnesota Whitecaps, a team that's got a lot of familiar faces, a couple being Amy Menke, who you faced this last year when she was at the University of North Dakota, Hannah Brote, who actually is only 2 years removed from the program, as well as Winnie Brown, who is one of the better players to come out of Minnesota ever. 10 years spent on the national team, etc. I could go on probably for a couple minutes here, but what's the game plan facing a team of this kind of caliber?
Well, you know, it's nice. It's going to be a lot of familiar faces around. There's actually six former Huskies that are playing this week. We just found out about an hour ago, got the lineup. So that'll be nice. And my daughter plays for Winnie in the summer and does some of the Whitecap stuff. So I've gotten to know her very well. So it'll be great. I mean, it's really good for them to get these games as they continue to forge forward and work towards a viable pro option. In the state of Minnesota, the Whitecaps have done such a great job in providing these women a chance to continue to play hockey. So we're happy to be able to play them whenever we can. So, you know, having two games against them at this time of year is great because we're able to continue to tweak some of the things and maybe try a couple new things that you don't necessarily want to try in a regular season game, a WCHA game. So we get a chance to, you know, maybe mix up the lineup a little bit more and just try a couple different things, keep tweaking some of our line combinations going into a Mankato weekend. So we're very excited. I mean, they're very good. They're older, they're talented, just mature. And so the games are very good when we play them. So we're really excited to have them coming up to play us this weekend.
And you actually just touched on that. Hopefully we can maybe dig into that just slightly here. You got WCHA play starting up next weekend, kicking off against Ohio State University. And you mentioned that with these games, exhibition series, you can kind of play around with some stuff. Is there a couple different line combinations that maybe some Husky fans haven't seen just yet that we might be able to preview this coming weekend?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, it's Wednesday. We're still not sure what we're going to do in terms of our lineup for the weekend. You know, we're tweaking some things. We're trying some different people at center that maybe haven't played and moving some other people on the wing and just trying to see what is the best natural fit for us as we go in. into our league play. So, you know, we're going to continue to try things in practice and try things this weekend, and it might be one way one period and in another way the next period as we continue to try different combinations. So it's, you know, that's the fun thing about a weekend like that is you get to explore a little bit.
And can we expect to see a Alder Poluszny weekend once again in net?
I'm not sure yet. You know, we'll kind of see, you want to give everyone a chance. So Taylor could certainly get some ice time this weekend, we'll see how the rotation goes. We'll see what happens over the next couple days, and then we'll make the determination. Probably tomorrow night on what we're going to do for the weekend.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much for your time today, and good luck this weekend. Got to go ahead and get that kind of ramped up for the WCHA season, which will start the following weekend. For more of your women's hockey coverage, make sure to go to kvsc.org/sports. This was AJ Fredrickson sitting alongside head coach of the SCSU women's hockey team, Eric Rude.